This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
What's it like organizing a sustainable event? Events that are greener and kinder to the environment, but also every bit as special to the people that it's meant for. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, and joining me today on Open for Business is Laverne Chi. She's the lead event planner at a sustainable boutique event company called Eventistry. Now, there are plenty of event organizers around, but Eventistry is unique because you organize sustainable events. You're an events company with an eco-friendly edge. What does sustainable events entail? Like, what does it mean exactly?
Sustainable events basically means any events, whether it's parties, weddings, or corporate meetings, with the intention to do it with a lower impact to the environment. So our focus is to really help our clients to plan an event, and we will give them ideas and inspiration to make the event as less impact as possible.
Why did you change though? Because you mentioned that, you know, Eventistry, you didn't always lean towards like sustainability and eco-friendliness, but you decided to switch midway. Why that change? Like what happened? What clicked?
I would say it happened quite naturally. We have been in the industry for 7 years, and from planning various weddings and events, my partner and I, we actually see that we see a lot of wastage, and we actually realized that there are actually a lot more can be done, can be planned with more intention. So that's why early this year, when we decided to rebrand ourselves to Eventistry, we actually want to refocus realign our focus to actually focus more on doing eco-friendly events, so that we can actually educate our clients or inspire them to have more options to do more environmental friendly do practices like that.
So what has the response been like for you guys? Like, ever since you made the big switch to be sustainable, to be greener, what has the response from the clientele been like?
I would say positive. It's quite positive. Actually, among our team, we like the changes, because definitely something we believe in. And the changes, the practices, is actually really from us. Like, we also, when it comes to working together, we also apply some green practices. And when it comes to sharing with some of our clients, like, we have clients that engage us before we rebrand. Mm-hmm. When they found out about our rebranding, they're actually quite excited. Like, hey, Juvian, hey, Laverne, come and tell us about how you can help us to make our wedding more green. So I think so far it's quite good. And we really hope that to really continue to spread the message.
What kinds of changes do you make to an event to make it sustainable?
I would think it is informed options, informed choices. The approach that we have for our client is we always engage our clients and understand their requirements. And after that, we want to provide them with more options. Maybe I give an example. Like, recently, it's part of our CSR initiative. We help a local organization called Akadim to plan their Ramadan gathering. So they told us that they want to do a sustainable event. Then how we help them is actually, there are a few things. I mean, for an organization to plan their first green event or sustainable event, I think they did pretty well. For example, they actually avoid using single use of plastic throughout the event. And for the door gifts, they actually spend a little bit more on their bags instead of paper bag where you throw. But they spend a little bit more so that they can provide reusable bags for the people who come. Mm-hmm. And we also sponsored some of the door gifts, like reusable straws, just to create the awareness. And also another thing, they also work with caterer, which they support local farmers. So I think it is a very good initiative. They actually try to observe a different good practices in planning the event.
But how does it work? Like, do people come to you asking for their event to be greener? Like, is that something you suggest to them? Like, do they come in going, no, we just want an event, and then you go like, hey, by the way, you know, why not cut down these things to lessen your carbon footprint or something like that?
For us, it didn't happen that so forcefully. So our approach is always, when clients come to us to plan the event, of course, we still give them like a timeline. We understand their vision, And while doing that, it is about informed choices. So we actually propose or inspire them, hey, you know what, we can do this, but there are also another options, a better options. So when we share with them our beliefs and why we want to do things and some of the proposal that we gave them, usually the response is they thought, hey, this is quite meaningful. I mean, you can plan an event, whether it's private or company meetings at 4 o'clock. You can still do your meetings in a very beautiful way, but at the same time, it is very meaningful, very intentional, and low impact.
Okay. Is it cheaper than hosting normal events to make a sustainable event?
It really depends. Some clients say, must be so expensive. Or some clients, when it comes to wedding, they say, then my wedding will look very recycled, right? I don't have a yes and no answer, but the idea is, I think being conscious is the first step. Once we understand, or once we give them the options, what they can actually consider, and also our goal is to help them to bring their dream event while not compromise too much on their style. So I think it's about balance. Striking a balance, so it's not necessarily cheaper, or it's not necessarily must be more expensive. I would say it's just, let's look at it as another option.
It depends on what they want.
Yes.
What's the hardest part or the toughest part about crafting a sustainable event? Like what's the biggest challenge?
I think for now it is the awareness. A lot of people would think that it must be very expensive, or maybe they would think that I have to compromise on my style. But like I say, it's not necessary that. So for us, the challenge now would be to really bring the message out. And we are very thankful for BFM to have this platform for us to really bring out the message so that more and more people will know that, you know, you can plan an event, you can plan your wedding, but at the same time, it can be very meaningful. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have competition in this space? Like, because it's niche, right? Normally, like, event organizers, they will organize any event that you want. Since you're focusing on sustainable events, do you have competition? Do you have other people who are doing this as well?
Actually, I don't see it as competition. If you ask me, I think my partner Drew and I will be very happy. We would think that this is about building community. Because something about event history is that we really believe in community over competition. And because doing sustainable events is not just, you know, a popular thing to do now. Maybe many people think that, oh, maybe you jump into the, you know, what is popular now. But to us, we really believe in doing this. We believe in the value and we think it is a good thing or right thing to do. So if you say there are maybe other planner, they want to do similar things, honestly, we'll be very happy to share. Now let's gather ideas how we can make it better, because I think when we have more experienced planners together, I think we can do much more together. And in fact, we are actually a proud member of Association of Wedding Professional Malaysia, AWP. And the moment when we join the membership, they are actually very welcoming, and we tell them what we do, what we want to focus on. Then there is this community to help us to help each other, to inspire each other. So I would see it as community rather than competition.
And other planners are also okay? They're willing to work with you? They're more than happy to work with other planners in the community?
So this one is a bit, we have to go through quite a lot of visitation because different planners have different chemistry. So we are still working on it. We are still, I mean, making friends with other wedding planners to see, you know, how we can work together. And before we can actually collaborate in a real weddings, we will do just gatherings among planners to just talk about issues, or we will invite social media professional to come and teach us. So just in a very natural setting, and from there we build on chemistry and try to work together in projects, in style shoots, and then weddings.
Right. We will be back with more from Laverne Chi and event history after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Billions from me. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
And we're back on Open for Business. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj and I'm joined by Laverne Chee of Eventistry. Eventistry is a sustainable boutique event planner. They exist and operate in a very unique, very niche space. But there are also challenges and hurdles to get through when organizing these greener events. Now, I want to go back to a question that I skipped earlier. It's about, you know, the process of crafting an event like this. Let's say I'm a customer. I have some vague idea of what I want my event to be. And I come to you. So what's the first thing that happens? Like what happens next?
In Eventistry, our process is quite straightforward. So when the client come to us, they say, hey, I need help in planning my event. So definitely we have a checklist. It started with a checklist. We will actually find out, like, what's your vision? Or maybe sometimes if we encounter a couple like, I don't know what I want, then probably we can start with, so what do you don't want? Like, I don't like this color or, you know, things like that. So that we try to narrow down and help them, I would say, structure the process in getting more information. Then we will help them to also come up with a budget. They may try to understand, like, so for this event, like, how much do you want to spend or what is important to you? Because maybe it is a family event. What is more important is probably the guest experience, or maybe this is a very intimate destination wedding. So that's where we can actually consult them how to spend the budget wisely or intentionally. Along the way, we'll give them options like, you know, how can you make your event memorable at the same time more friendly to the environment?
I'm guessing when you have a niche service, you're going to need to hire talent who understand that niche. You're going to need to hire people who believe in the same things you believe, right? Like, have that same core belief in their system. In your case, the people you hire also need to believe in being sustainable. So is that hard? Like, is it hard finding talent to do that?
Eventistry is a boutique event company. We have a rather cozy team. But we are quite happy for now because working together in a small team, it means all of us, we really have to understand and believe in this vision. And how we work, remember just now I talked about community over competition. We also work slightly different as the past few years. In the past, we always get part-timers or we try to hire staff internally, but recent years we have changed our model. We work with other wedding planners, and we are very transparent about we working with the different teams from other planners. Our clients know that as well. To them, it is a value added service because I was very upfront with them. Like, rather than hiring some part timers, college students, I am actually working with experienced full time planners. And why not?
I'm guessing, you know, by what you've said, you mainly organize weddings. Like that's your bread and butter.
For now, we mainly target weddings and kids' parties. Yeah. But, okay. I mean, because most of our clients are repeat clients. They got married. They have a family. Then they engage us for parties. And then some of the parents say, hey, you do company events? So it happened quite organic, lah. Yeah, but we do mainly start from weddings and then parties.
Mm-hmm. Any plans of branching out, like expanding, like any ideas for other events that you want to organize that you can give that sustainable twist to?
For now, I think our focus will be really to carry the message as far as we want to lah. Mm-hmm. So I think we want to focus on that. We are trying a few methods. We also go through Association of Wedding Professionals Malaysia. They are also organizing some campaign with sustainable weddings elements. Mm-hmm. So we are actually part of the campaign to help out. But I think at the end of the day, the most relevant or the most powerful testimonial would be real weddings. In fact, we have done a few weddings. I mean, we are not extreme to the extent that it has to be a zero waste celebration. We understand that it can be still a progress, a journey, but I think the idea is at least we have started and we have already planted little seed to inspire them. So for now, we are actually updating on our social media and our blog posts about our real weddings. Like, what are the little sustainable elements that we have done for the wedding? So that This is also not to scare off the public or the clients, like, oh, sustainable weddings, like, it just sound too expensive or too difficult. But we want them to understand or change their perspective that, no, it's really not that difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It is really, it really start with you being conscious and wanting to make little, little steps.
Okay, I'm always curious, and this might be like a, you know, like a silly question, but how does an events company that focuses mainly on weddings, how do you sustain yourself outside wedding season? Because there's always a slump, you know, like there's a downtime where not many people are getting married or they cannot get married in that season. So what do you do? Like, what do you focus on? Do you pivot? Do you change? Do you take on like more of other events and stuff?
For us, what we do is during our downtime, wedding season downtime, we are quite occupied with kids' parties and sometimes corporate events. Yeah, but even though you said it is a downtime for weddings, but we are still very busy because that's where all the preparation going on. But with referring to your question about how do we sustain in long term, I think probably one of the most sustainable way to do the business or the business model is to really collaborate with other wedding planners. Because, I mean, there's only one hot date. And, oh, for example, if my team is occupied, and what am I going to do with other inquiries? But if, let's say, we have a good collaboration relationship with a few partners, we can actually work with them. And then we can actually, for our team, we can actually get more events and work. Our team can become, instead of working among ourselves, we can collaborate with other team. So I think this is also probably one of a more organic way or more sustainable way to grow the business.
What is next for Eventistry? Like, what are your expansion plans?
This sustainable wedding thing, we are learning. We are all still learning. I won't say that we are the pro, like we know it all. We are still in the process of learning. So I think for now, other than awareness, also really finding the vendors that we can work with is still quite limited lah. So we want to focus on continue to spreading the message about doing sustainable events.
Right. I've been speaking with Levin Chi, lead event planner at a sustainable boutique event company called Eventistry, about the art and ups and downs of organizing sustainable events or eco-friendly events for their clients. This interview can also be played and is also available on podcasts via the BFM app or bfm.my and on Spotify. You can check us out there as well. This has been Arvind Yuvaraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.